God has a dream for the universe and our tiny planet Earth. In the fullness of time, the reign of God will be completely realized. It will be then that the whole creation is handed over to the Almighty. Today's liturgical celebration is commonly called the Feast of Christ the King. It was instituted in 1925 by Pope Pius XI. Then in 1970, Saint Pope Paul VI moved the celebration of this feast to the final Sunday of the Church's liturgical year. He also renamed it the Feast of Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. In the opening collect prayer of today's Mass, we prayed, Almighty ever-living God, whose will it is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of the Universe, grant, we pray, that the whole creation, set free from slavery, may render your majesty, service, and ceaselessly proclaim your praise. The Church teaches that Jesus, as the Word of God, is of one substance with the Father and therefore holds all things in common with him. He has supreme authority over all creation. From today's first reading from the book of Daniel, we read, When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the One like a Son of Man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. We also hear, His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall never be taken away. His kingship shall never be destroyed. We read in Matthew's Gospel, All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. It is Christ the King, robed in majesty, the Word of God, who will lead all creation into the heart of God. The Holy Spirit, from the beginning of time, has been moving creation toward greater wholeness and unity through the process of evolution. This has been a painstakingly slow process over billions of years. The growth of new life happens with the destruction of the old, from death to resurrection. The universe is enormous. Within the billions of galaxies with their trillions of stars and planets, the Spirit of God has been evolving the unfinished dream for the reign of God. We have no idea how populated the universe is with conscious and intelligent life. Where that life exists, the Spirit of God has been present, raising it up for God's glory. The Church on this planet, of which we are part, has an important role to play in advancing the future of humanity and creation toward its final destiny. The work of the Christian churches is not finished. We have much work to do. In a small way, the Church on earth, with all its members, carries out the mission of the gospel and the bringing of people together in unity. With an open willingness to listen and dialogue, the Church facilitates this planet's forward evolution. Today, the Church celebrates the end of time, when the reign of God will reach its fullness throughout the earth and the cosmos. While we live on earth, we, the Church, have been given the privilege of sharing with God the mission of establishing God's reign. When we pass over into the resurrection of eternal life, from within the heart of Christ, King of the universe, we will, with all God's holy ones, continue God's saving mission in this world.